Back with Hugh right here on Connecticut Today for Tuesday, January 5th. Should Connecticut have permanent, no-excuse mail-in balloting in the future? Would it take a constitutional amendment to get there? We talked with Monty Frank, who at one time ran for the lieutenant governor's seat, about that. So, gentlemen, we've had on the show before with some interesting ideas, whether you agree with them or not. I always say at least think and toss stuff around in your mind before making up your mind on something. This gentleman was a candidate for lieutenant governor back in 2018 with the late Oz Griebel on the ticket. He chairs the Connecticut chapter of SAM, the Serve America Movement, trying to better politics and the voting process and all of that. We welcome back Monty Frank here to WICC. Monty, it's Paul. Happy New Year. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hi, Paul. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
I'm good. I'm good, Monty. I'm surviving, and there we go. Now, we've talked before about some of the ideas that your group, the Serve America Movement, has, and I know now that you've undertaken a push here, and we talked about this before, to make, instead of an exception, make this perhaps the rule, Monty, that absentee ballot voting, no excuse absentee ballot voting, mail-in voting, should be available in all election cycles. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time for Connecticut to kind of come out of the backwaters of the way we elect our public officials. A majority of states now have some form of mail-in voting. What we are suggesting for Connecticut is in line with what the Secretary of State and others are proposing, which is, you know, this no excuse absentee ballot that we experienced in the last election should be made permanent. You know, people should be able to vote easily as long as proper security is in place. And what we saw this last election cycle here in Connecticut and elsewhere was that by allowing no absentee ballots, absentee ballots to be universal, voter participation was way up, and there was absolutely no evidence of any widespread fraud in the election. So, yes, we think it ought to be permanent. It's one of the democracy reforms that we are pushing that will hopefully improve the way we elect officials and allow the best and the brightest to emerge as victors.
You talk there, Monty, as I have for weeks, about a perceptions, right and wrong, that people have about no excuse mail-in absentees or just mail-in voting. And do you think people would be more receptive to it, Monty, if there was better messaging from our state leaders? And, you know, maybe in some case where they say, well, here's what we are doing to make sure that this is on the up and up, because I don't know whether we heard, Monty, enough of that or we're hearing enough of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's right, Paul. You know, we kind of fell into the no excuse absentee ballot scenario, not by a referendum or a constitutional amendment, but because of COVID. And, you know, our governor issued an executive order, which may or may not have been constitutional, but we got through the cycle and it worked. So, you know, now I think people have kicked the tires. They've seen it. I think a lot of people have experienced it and liked it. And there's absolutely no reason why we can't implement this with, again, the proper precautions put into place, so that there's no issue about fraud. And we've got some time where we could do it if we're deliberate about it and we think it's a way that will improve our democracy.
Monty, hang on. I'll be right back to you. We'll get a little deeper into this. Monty Frank is the guest. Monty, right back to you. Monty was a candidate for lieutenant governor in 2018 on a ticket with the late Oz Griebel. He now chairs the Connecticut chapter of SAM, the Serve America Movement. He says, let's keep going here with the mail-in voting, no excuse absentees, and global mail-in voting with the proper safeguards. And how do we get there? We'll talk about that More with Monty Frank straight ahead. First, though, 3:36, traffic and weather together right here on WICC. And we continue here with Monty Frank. He ran for lieutenant governor back in 2018, almost 3 years ago now, coming up on 3 years, on a ticket with the late Oz Griebel. He's now the Connecticut chair of the Connecticut chapter of SAM, the Serve America Movement. Oz says, listen, it's time now that we did it pretty well this past election cycle for permanent mail-in voting in Connecticut, Oz, which, as I have pointed out to people in this cycle, despite all the accusations we have, what is it, about five states out west, I want to say Washington State, Hawaii, Colorado, Oregon, and one I can't remember. They've had mail-in voting for years, and it took a while, Oz, but they made it work, didn't they?
Yeah, no, and this is Monty, by the way. I do miss Oz a lot.
I'm sorry, Monty.
No,
yeah.
And, you know, just backing up, I mean, you know, Oz, you know, before he died, this is what he was passionate about.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm honored to carry on his desires and his goals and his mission to turn Connecticut around. And part of it is, you know, how do we fix our democracy? Because it's currently not working the way it ought to be, either in Connecticut or nationally. And so what Sam is dedicated to is democracy reforms. And there are a number of them around shared values of accountability and transparency and problem solving. And in order to get there, we need to elect public servants who have the public interest in mind. And one of the ways to do it is by adopting, no excuse absentee ballots, because it allows for greater participation in our democratic process, and not just the hardcore ideologues who are forming, you know, who are leading our parties and are the rank and file. And so I think it's incredibly important that we move in this direction, not just with this proposal, but also with ranked choice voting, which also will increase participation and allow for better results and a better democracy.
So those five states that I mentioned, Monty, they've been doing it for years, and it did take them a while, did it not, to get it right to where they have enough safeguards in place now where it's not even a second thought, correct?
It's not even a second thought. And we're, you know, what we're proposing doesn't even go as far as what they do there, because this isn't, we're not proposing mail-in balloting across the board. People will still be able to, if they so choose, go to their high school or elementary school to cast their vote. But if they prefer, for whatever reason, because they've got a job and it's hard to take off from work that day, or they're, you know, they can go and request an absentee ballot, and we have the safeguards in place to allow that, so they can cast a vote without having to miss work or miss 4 hours of their work day. It's just a better system. It worked, and we should just continue it.
Now, you've also said, Monty, that to do that and make it permanent here in the state, this would need, and this, you know, in this state of land of steady habits here, you may have to use dynamite for this. This would need a constitutional amendment. You contend, Monty?
It does. And, you know, in some instances like this one, this is the land of steady bad habits. It would have to go through the legislature and either go through one cycle or two cycles, depending on the support. And we think there's enough support to have it go through one cycle. And then it'll be up to referendum for the voters who would come out and hopefully support it. And then it would become our law, and it would be available to everybody. Now, I think in order to get there, what makes the most sense, and perhaps is a good, you know, form a bipartisan commission to recommend steps that would make sure that both Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliates are comfortable with the process, and that we've eliminated any of the fraud and provided with enough funding for the registrars so they can implement it in a way that recognizes the importance of it.
You know, Monty, you just mentioned something, and you tickled my interest here. You mentioned registrars, and I think a lot of people, Monty, the pushback on this sort of voting on a regular basis is because of some of the funny business, Bridgeport, some of the funny business they see in their own cities and towns. And sometimes, Monty, if there is a little question there, right, with absentee ballots, we have a tendency to say, well, if it's happening in my municipality, then it must be happening all over the place.
There's no question that there are things that need to get cleaned up. You know, I followed pretty closely the Marilyn Moore suit following the last election in Bridgeport. And certainly there have been rumors circling around Bridgeport for years about absentee ballot abuses. You know, to me, that is a problem that is easily solved. And we shouldn't do away with a proposal that will make our election process better just because there are a couple of bad actors out there. If we have this commission, we look at the processes, we provide appropriate safeguards, we enforce them, then I think it's well worth moving forward because it will dramatically increase voter participation, which is so critical for a functioning democracy.
The website is joinsam.org, joinsam.org. You may agree with what Monty said. You may disagree, but nothing wrong with some different thinking here. Monty, thank you. We do appreciate the time. Monty Frank, he was a candidate for lieutenant governor back in 2018, running on a ticket with the late Oz Griebel. Monty now heads the Connecticut chapter of SAM, the Serve America Movement. Once again, check him out online, joinsam.org. Monty, we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care, Paul.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.